This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Colorado is losing $250 million in federal funding for health services. The money was part of the pandemic-era American Rescue Plan, but the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency terminated the grants this week. The loss of funds will affect 60 programs, including mental health and substance abuse services. Colorado Democratic Representative Emily Sirota says the state is not in a financial position to make up for the loss of federal funds.
There will be very real consequences to real people in Colorado, and we are not going to be able to pick up all of the pieces.
Congress allowed the funding to be spent through September, but in its notice to the state, the federal government said that because the COVID crisis was over, it would end the funding now. Health officials are working with the governor and state attorney general to look for next steps. A U.S. senator from Colorado is calling for the defense secretary to resign after a recent national security intelligence breach. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says White House officials who used a group messaging app to discuss attack plans for Yemen should lose their jobs.
We're going to do everything we can to make sure they are held accountable. And by the way, that includes Pete Hegseth, who I think should never have been the defense secretary to begin with and should step down as a result of his pathetic participation in this moment.
Bennett spoke with CPR's Colorado Matters. A journalist from The Atlantic was mistakenly sent those messages, which revealed specific military plans. This morning, they released the entire chat that included national security officials. This is CPR News.